Hi, welcome. Welcome to Training with Casey, and I'm your host, Casey Cover. Working and living with animals is my passion. I expect it's pretty important to you also. Let's explore it together. Here, we talk mostly about training, but also about genetics, physiology, philosophy, enrichment, and more. We chase some pretty big rabbits into their burrows. Buckle your seatbelts and let's take a ride. Hey, everybody. I wish I had thought of this sooner, but here it is. I am going to start announcing seminars in the podcast, seminars and events that I think are outstanding opportunities. So let's talk a minute about how we get information about animals. Unfortunately, for many people, it's on television, through ads on Facebook. And so I have nothing against ads on Facebook, but that is not where you learn about animal issues. That's where you get manipulated by people that want to yank your emotions in order to get your money. People that, there's been so many exposés where, you know, these pathetic stories are told about dogs. This is Nellie. She had 58 puppies and they never got to nurse on or whatever. And it's not even in America. It's not even an American case. So what can you do instead? Go straight to the professionals. I'm a professional and it's my passion to work to help bring people and animals together so that we can walk into the future together. And I consider zoos and aquariums arcs. They're out there trying to conserve animals, take care of them, learn about them, and guess what? All the accredited aquariums and zoos in the United States are actively supporting, I guess you could call them sister programs, for conservation in the wild. And they're so busy. It's so time consuming to take care of animals. You have to be, you know, looking in the system for this information to know about it because it very rarely gets out. So become an expert. So what can you do? You can go straight to other experts to learn. And you can learn from people that are actually supportive of humans and animals being together. A lot of the extremist groups, the so-called animal rights extremists, they come right out and say that animals are better off dead than linked with people. I don't agree. And I don't want them making decisions for my animals or for me if I were an animal. Okay, so excuse me, I already told you about conservation. Taking a drink. So I'm going to tell you about two seminars. And one, I'm so sorry that I didn't think about this sooner because it's ongoing. It does go until the 13th, one of my favorite conferences, IMATA. IMATA is IMATA, that's short for International Marine Animal Trainers Association. And their conference is from April 7th to the 13th. And it's ongoing right now, but it does have daily admission. It's in their annual conference. So there's trainers from all over the world and they're magnificent. They do amazing things. There's no online attendance. It's held in San Antonio, Texas at SeaWorld. And today there was a group behind the lines learning how SeaWorld takes care of their orcas. If you want more information, you could join as an associate. You can read their, journals and buy their merchandise. It's pretty cool. Imata.org. And the conference is imataconference.org. Okay, next we have ABMA, Animal Behavior Management Alliance. And they're all about enrichment for zoos, for aquariums, for any animals, and training as enrichment for the animals. Their conference is April 14th to 19th. They do have an online re attendance registration option. It's in Nashville, Tennessee, at the Opryland something hotel. You want to find out more about it, go to theabma.org. In other words, theabma.org, and click on the conference tab at the top of the page. So I hope that you will listen in for these things. These guys can do a lot of good with your support. And it's really interesting. If you're an animal lover, why wouldn't you want to go learn about these amazing things? Let me just give you an idea of some of the things that I've experienced going to conferences at some of these organizations. I got to meet the first platypus born in captivity. I got to see leopard seals. There were only two in managed care, amazing animals. I got to, well, I'm a trainer, so I got to work with the first Andean condor hatched at the Taronga Zoo, but everybody got to see it. Okay. And oh my gosh, it goes on and on. I have seen snow leopards. I have trained giraffes and rhinos, and gosh, and everybody gets to see these things. So the people that work at zoos and aquariums have dedicated their entire lives. And when I say entire lives, I even mean our social lives. It was so hard to go out to dinner when I worked at the zoo because something would always happen just before I was supposed to get off. And it's not just a little thing. It's not just like somebody needs to know directions to the nurse's station. It was stuff like somebody threw something in the pool and Casey Cover has to dive in and get it out. Yeah, and that puts you behind like a whole hour, right? All right. Please support these people and go learn directly from these experts. You're going to love them. They're wonderful people. They're passionate about what they do. You're going to learn so much. You're going to experience so much. All right. Take care. Thank you. See you next time. Hi, thanks for being here. I really appreciate you coming here and listening. And please become part of the conversation. I love to hear your comments. And I'd love for you to tell me how this affects you, if it makes you angry, if it makes you interested, whatever. And as always, I appreciate it so much when you help us get the word out. I hope you'll come back, and I'll see you next time.